Good evening, everyone in Ambit. Welcome to the Ambit Business Builder Call. This is National Consultant Richard Amoivo. Thank you for investing time in your business. I pray that you've had an awesome week, but more importantly, I pray the week ahead of you is even better. Tonight, we have an incredible couple on the line, near and dear friends of ours, and they are the Perseverance Award winners. So I just I hope you guys got pen and paper out because we're going to jump right into it. And I just want to check in real quick. Jay and Teresa, are you there?
We're here.
Can you hear us okay? Yeah, I hear you great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well. Good to hear from you.
Yes, it's been a while. I know it's. I don't think we've talked in, except since Ambition when we were hanging out by the pool.
There you go. Good time.
Time flies, man. It's been just a couple of months. But thanks, you guys, for being on the call. I pray that you guys have had a great week and a great weekend. It's for us, it's been an eventful week and definitely an eventful weekend. And my daughter electing to get married December 22nd has certainly added to that eventfulness as well. So we had a busy week.
Wow, congratulations. It's awesome.
That's exciting.
I appreciate it. Well, I know we've got lots of folks that are on the line, and, you know, we've been going through this series of trying to get as many of the award winners from Ambition 2019, which obviously was a milestone event for Ambit, pinnacle turning event for Ambit. And, you know, we're still, you know, in the midst of waiting for certain things to be concluded with Ambit Corporate. But meanwhile, us in the field, we're out there paddling, building, and doing all the things that we're supposed to be doing. So I know tonight will be very special for a lot of people because, you know, what, you know, you guys this year has been incredible. I mean, your career in Ambit's been incredible. But you guys have obviously had some unique experiences this year. And, you know, really, you know, the Perseverance Award really goes out to the consultant or couple that's a consultant who has continued to build their business in the right way in the face of adversity. You know, life comes at us. And just because we join Ambit doesn't mean life gets easier. Sometimes there's stuff that we just got to deal with, and then sometimes life just happens. So, I don't want to dwell too much on that, but I want people to get a sense of who you guys are. And I'd like you to tell us a little bit about how you guys got started in Ambit Energy.
Absolutely. So it was back on April 8th of 2015. I was working as a business manager for a large oil and propane company, working 120 hours a week. That's 7 days a week. Holidays, vacations were unheard of. My husband was working just as hard. He was working 5 different jobs. He was a police officer, an EMT, school teacher, school bus driver. And then he would work part-time as a limo driver. We never saw our kids. We always had to make sure that we had friends or relatives take our kids to sporting events or dance recitals, whatever it was. We were always unable to be there. So when our sponsor came to our home to show us this opportunity, I'm going to be honest, I thought it was a scam. I was not on board. I knew we didn't have time for anything else, but my husband was just looking for that opportunity. He had prayed for this opportunity, and he was going to go for it. I wished him well. I would support him, but I was going to try to prove him wrong. But in the end, I was the one that was wrong, and I'm glad that I was. He worked very hard to get our free energy within a week and a half. And when I saw the checks starting coming in, I was a true believer. And then we started working really hard as a team. The problem is when Rick showed up at our doorstep that day, we had a disconnection notice on our dining room table. Our electricity was going to be disconnected, and it was going to be on our 26th wedding anniversary. So we knew that we had to get that paid off real quick. But we also had a daughter that was graduating in June, and we had no means of getting her into college. We had nothing put away. We didn't live an extravagant lifestyle. We worked very hard, but life always got in the way for us. you know, things were always breaking down and we just couldn't seem to get caught up. So needless to say, we had a big wolf at the back door and we needed to get some things done really quick. We worked so hard through that summer to get as much money as we could to at least get that first semester's payment for our daughter to go to college because she wanted to be a doctor. It was crazy. So for my daughter's dreams to come true, we knew that we had to work hard at this. And at the end of August, we got the money that we needed for that first semester to get her into the University of Tampa in Florida. And we just kept working hard ever since then.
That's incredible. I mean, so many people have a story of just working crazy hours that just because the why is big enough, the commitment's big enough, that they're willing to, you know, break through anything. You know, I've heard people say all the time, it's like, I don't have very much time to build this business. And I said, well, what do you have? And they said, well, I got 5 hours, I got 7 hours, I got 8 hours, whatever it is they got a week. It's like, well, then that's what you use. I mean, you can't get blood from a turnip, right? You can only give what you can give. But if you don't start giving, then you never get started. And then you never get a chance to get a taste of the miracle.
You know, one thing that I loved is that you guys had a why that was so much bigger than your reasons for not doing the business, and probably you ran up against obstacles and you probably ran up against issues and you just kept on going because you saw what you wanted for your daughter. And I think a lot of people, they gloss over that. So it was more than just paying your bills. It was really about putting your daughter through school and fulfilling on her dreams. You know, when was the moment that you guys realized, like, this is it? Like, this is not just a Band-Aid for our financial issues. Like, this was our ticket out.
Well, I think I knew going into it that I was going to do this. We didn't know if it would work. I was going to do the best that I could do to get it going because, like she said, I had to prove myself right. Once it started to go, I remember coming home one day and walking through the door to my wife, and it was in between jobs and after trying to juggle, you know, my careers and everything, and I was also getting this Ambit thing going, that Ambit was starting to really get going. And, you know, we had fast-tracked the first couple weeks in the business. So we had some consultants that were starting to do things, but they were all coming at me with questions, and I didn't really know how to answer questions, and I was trying to do it all. Then I really, you know, reached out to our leaders and just said, okay, what do I need to do here? Because it's getting kind of out of control. Like, I don't know how to answer questions and things like that. And they were like, okay, well, they, you know, use your upline for support, right? And then get plugged in and, you know, refer them to the system. And I'm like, that's when we started to see that happening and things started to really go well throughout that summer, that we were working really hard. We got promoted to SC really quickly. That we just kind of were all in. And I don't think that we ever doubted after getting promoted to regional and getting on our way to senior consultant that this was going to work because the checks were coming in. And it was kind of one of those things because I could drive a school bus part-time and make like $229 a week take home, right? But then as a senior consultant, I could go out and sponsor one consultant and help them get paid, and I would make more than driving a school bus all week. And that really just kind of burned in me like, okay, this is way better. This is what I need to be focusing our time on. That's when my wife and I started to realize, okay, what can we start whittling away and get rid of some of those five jobs I'm working so I can put more time into this? And then she wasn't necessarily happy with her career. I mean, the time commitment she had was like, okay, when can we start having you put more time into this and maybe get you out of that career, get you into something that's not as stressful and time consuming. So we knew like that summer, we just been committed and just wanted to go. We just wanted to keep this growing, and we still do every day. You know, even in the eyes of diversity, we just go out there every single day and do something. Yesterday, we had brand new consultants coming in. Friday, was meeting with new consultants. We had you know, some people on our team over yesterday. We just believe in this system so much, and this company and what they stand for and how it's built for us. We're just all in and have been since really the very beginning.
That's awesome. You know, Mary and I have always told people, and we realized that when we were in the mortgage business, that the only way we were going to be able to get into some really good money with Ambit, at least, you know, that weekly bonus money, was as senior consultants. And I think you hit the nail on the head right there. It's like, you know, there are people that are working a full-time job and a part-time job. And if you will work like crazy to get the senior consultant, at senior consultant, you can probably get rid of that part-time job. You know, if you take your business serious, you don't treat it like a hobby. And I don't think a lot of people could walk away from a full-time job, with the senior consultant business, unless it's really like humming and clicking, but by then you're getting pretty close to executive. But senior consultant is such a critical point in our compensation plan, because by that point in time, you have learned how to get yourself promoted 2 times, and now you're prepared to show other people how to promote the senior consultant in your senior consultant business. And now you actually start to get, you know, duplicate that leadership in that business. So I think it's just awesome. The numbers that you used of just the reality of being able to get away from a job and be able to, you know, leverage the Ambit compensation plan to buy back just a piece of quality of life just by getting promoted to senior consultant.
Oh, it's been amazing to be able to see that happen. And, you know, and I think that's another thing to point out too, Richard and Mary, is that, you know, we didn't discover all of it. This didn't all happen all at once. It just, you know, as we went through, we had, I mean, just college bills that were coming in. We had all this stuff that was on our plate that, you know, for so long, we were just trying to always just keep our head above water. So as the Ambit money was able to come in, that senior consultant, that's when we really just took this thing and said, okay, let's annihilate the stuff that's holding us back in life. We're not getting any younger, and we have an opportunity here with an incredible company to go do something, and we just did it. And to be able to see the changes from 4.5 years ago when we started, what our lives looked like, and what they are now, and the lifestyle we have now, being able to, you know, purchase airfare to go do things, have our kids come home for Christmas. We don't think about how we're going to pay for that. It's all taken care of. You know, just all of those things that probably would have been huge stress factors for us 4.5 years ago, just now we don't stress about those things. And that's such a relief in life. If anybody that's out there understands how, you know, all of those things that come along that just always put this enormous stress on you every single week, every single month, that you're trying to get through life and struggle not having that. I mean, I will tell you, I spent a majority of my life just constantly worrying and struggling and trying to get ourselves to a situation where we weren't always feeling like we were drowning. So it's a pretty good feeling to be where we are now.
I think people don't really get how big that is, you know, especially if you've never had that before. Just having that peace of mind, knowing that when your kids need something or when you guys want to do something, you can actually make it happen rather than just punting it off. You know, you guys have built a really incredible business, and I remember meeting you guys and hearing your story for the first time, and you've got an incredible story. But if you could look back on your Ambit story, if you could change one thing about your story, what would you change?
I don't think that we would change anything, Mary, to be honest with you. I mean, it was our life. That's what we lived every day in, day out. Yes, we've had some roadblocks along the way. If we could have prevented, you know, certain roadblocks, that would be a different story. But as far as our life, that's just how it was. I mean, that's who we are. And I think we're better for it.
Yeah. I look back at our story, and the only thing I wish that we did differently is that we got started sooner than what we did. We joined. We waited 6 months. I regret throwing away that first 6 months, you know?
Right.
So what has
no,
been...
I think the same, you know, I wish those had came along a lot sooner in life for us, because I think it would have changed, you know, a lot for our families. I mean, our kids were grown basically when we started. I wish we had seen this when our kids were younger. We wouldn't have missed so much, but you know, you can't change that, right?
Right. So what would you say y'all's greatest challenge has been, and had you overcome it?
I think as far as the business itself that relates to everybody on the call, I think the hardest thing is wanting this more for people than they want it for themselves. And we dedicated a ton of time and effort and just really wanting to pour ourselves into people, and then finding out, you know, that they just didn't want it as bad as we wanted it for them. And, you know, even having people that were, you know, in desperation that we wanted to be able to help, and they just, I don't know, that's a really frustrating thing sometimes. And I think if you're building this business and you're going to build this business, you're going to find that happens sometimes, that, you know, people will come into your business and, you know, they have all of the reasons to go out there and just plug in and follow the system, do what they need to do. They comply on for the most part, but then at something happens, and not everybody's going to do it the way you think they're going to do it. And you know, that's been probably the biggest struggle for us. The hardest thing that we encounter is dealing with that portion of it. And because we do want everybody that comes in our business to be successful, and you know, we sleep well at night knowing we're helping people save money, but we sleep really good at night when we know that everybody that comes in our business, they get their investment back, they get paid, and we help as many people get free electricity as we can, free natural gas, you know. And you know, we really want to help people. And I think that's the thing that, you know, gets frustrating sometimes, is as much as we want to help people, sometimes they're not willing to do what they need to do.
You know, helping people save money is a great feeling, and it's finite, right? I mean, you know, we save somebody, you know, 1%, 2%, 10%, you know, depending on what market you're in, maybe it's greater. And that's a finite amount of money, you know, monthly for that customer. But when you have a consultant that gets financially free, you know, whether it's they get the comma in the residual check, or they, that number in front of the comma starts to grow and they hit their financial freedom number just based on residual, that has a infinite ripple effect, not just through the family, but through communities, through churches, through different organizations, because when people are no longer focused on having to pay their bills because of the price that they paid, then who they can be for their family and who they can be for their community is so much greater than the money, you know? So I always focus on what's the greatest infinite impact, you know, we can make, and which is why obviously we talk about leading with the opportunity. Show the plan. Yes, we got to get customers. Yes, we're going to help customers. But gosh, we're looking for those people that really want to make a change in their life, because we know that if they make the change in their life, they're going to impact hundreds, thousands, and greater numbers, you know, than there is. You know, earlier this year, you guys had, you know, a really scary event happen. And, you know, you guys got to experience the beauty behind pain, meaning you got to see the Ambit family rally and develop just what it takes to actually, I mean, almost, I guess you'd say, lift somebody up from the ashes. Can you guys share a little bit about what happened for you guys earlier this year?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And you know, as you were asking about, you know, what Mary was talking about, what would you change and, you know, or prevent it? And they said, it would be great if we could have prevented our house from burning down in March. But then I don't think, though, if that didn't happen, we would have been able to experience what you're talking about. And to have, I just did our team call here at the EC Factory, and we're talking about, like, how, when I signed up for this, when we started our business, you know, we all get into this to make money. And I think that that's the bottom line, right? And then as you grow and you start attending events and getting to meet people and realizing there's a lot of just really good people in this business, when that incident happened, we were in the business almost 4 years. We had met a lot of people, yes, and connected with a lot of people. We had no idea the impact that this company would have on our lives and the people that reached out, the people that came to our burn. Our house was completely gone. They came to help us rake through the rubble and try to find any piece of our life that we could get that was burned. And the people that came through financially. I mean, the fact that Ambit Consultants raised $35,000 in a GoFundMe was beyond belief for us. My wife and I sat down every single night. We didn't have any computers, and she only had her cell phone. Mine was in the fire. And she would load the GoFundMe page that Ray and a bunch of other people put together and worked so hard to help us with. And we would literally cry every night just looking at the people that were reaching out to help us. And, you know, once I did get my phone back a couple of days later, it literally would not stop with messages and calls and messages and things that people had sent because they didn't know I lost my phone. It was all Ambit Energy consultants from Jerry and Chris corporate all the way down, you know, every possible person in Ambit Energy you could think of from all over, people we had never met before, people that maybe we had met, you know, briefly or whatever, but just pouring into us. And in the face of tragedy, it was an absolute blessing for us. It kept our attitude very positive to know that we were going to come through this, and, you know, to know that we didn't have to worry. You know, as you go through something like that, there's a lot of unknowns, and financially a lot of unknowns, and just knowing that we had people that were there to support us. We had so many offers for people to have us come stay with them. And, you know, thankfully we were staying with my mom and we had that covered for them. But just all of that, Ambit would never have to send me another dime because that love and that, what you sign up for in this business, obviously, is to go out there and build a business, but to have that kind of a family that grows from, like I said, Jerry and Chris, the corporate, all the way down through the organization. It's just a culture of giving and love and just so much prayer. And I can't even explain it any better than that, just to say it's amazing. It's incredible what we experienced. And, you know, I have to say that that tragedy really hit that home for us.
You know, I think as hard as that was for you guys, there was such a blessing in that, because I don't think everybody gets to personally experience the beauty and I don't know, it's just something special about our Ambit family that we've pulled together. And I've seen it over the last 13 years that we've been in the business. Nobody pulls together like our Ambit family, and I just it makes me so proud to be a part of it. And I know I've heard your story, and we've talked a lot during that process, and it just makes me so proud. So I'm glad you guys got to experience that, and I hate that you had to go through that to experience it, but something special you just can't put a price tag on.
No, it's been amazing.
You know, I remember talking to you, Jay, just, you know, probably a couple of weeks after, and it was like a few weeks or a couple of weeks before Power Trip in the springtime here in Dallas. And it was really just, you know, to check in with you guys, see how you're doing. And I know you guys were, like, contemplating on coming to Power Trip, and nobody would have, like, said boo about you not coming to Power Trip given the life events you guys just went through. But you guys all flew down to Dallas anyway. I mean, your house just burnt down, all your belongings. And you guys, for some reason, felt like you needed to be at Power Trip. Can you share a little bit about why you guys came to Power Trip right after your house burnt down?
Yeah, it was kind of one of those things that I think that we were experiencing, you know, what I described there is, you know, everybody coming to rally around us. And the funny thing is that when, you know, something like that happens and, you know, the dust settles, you have that immediate you know, outpouring from the community and all of that. But then, you know, like as a couple weeks goes by and here you are just, we were literally staring at a hole in the ground, wondering what our lives were going to look like. And the thing that was probably the most uplifting and made us feel better and about everything was the positive encouragement that we were getting. And we also knew that we needed to be around the people that the positivity and everything. So we went back to our weekly meeting the week after it burned. And then, you know, we kind of went back and forth, you know, about flying down, and we just finally said, I think we just need to be with our people. We just need to be around our Ambit family. And because, you know, we had another tragedy 3 years ago. My dad passed away the day before we left for Ambition. With my mom's blessing, she told us to go because we needed to be there, and we needed to be there. And she knew that. And so it was kind of like that feeling again, like, okay, we need that love and encouragement and to have those arms around us. And that's just how we feel whenever we're around people in this business. Just we feel like we're with our family, and it was just a decision. We didn't have any clothes to wear to come there, so we were scurrying to find a suitcase. We had to go buy a suitcase to get some clothes together and go. But I will tell you that it was the stress relief we needed. We needed to get away from that, and we needed to be away from the whole negativity. Nothing was really going to happen here as far as, you know, our rebuilding of the house and the insurance and stuff until after we got back anyway. And we just said, you know what, it'll be a good break. And it was exactly what we needed. And it refocused us back into our business. And we've never lost sight of our business. And we said our house burned down, but our business didn't. So let's go do what we were going to do anyway. We're not going to let this get us down.
Yeah, I'm just so amazed at you guys sharing that and all that you went through and your attitude. And I know that's the exact reason why you guys were picked for this year's Perseverance Award. You did not let any of that, any of the negativity, any of the reasons why you could be taken out of the business to take you out. You guys just continued. And I just, I love that you knew you needed to be plugged in. You needed to be around some positivity. And I don't even have to ask you if I'm going to see you at Ambit Power Trip East, because I know you guys will be there. But those who don't know what we're talking about, don't know what Power Trip is. Power Trip is a field-led training event that happens twice a year. And up until this year, our number one incomer, Brian McClure, has hosted that event. And this year, he turned it over to Richard and me. And so we will be hosting. We hosted the Power Trip in Dallas this spring that they attended. And we will also be hosting Ambit Power Trip East in Scranton, Pennsylvania in November. And you guys can get details for that at ambitpowertripeast.com. We are super excited about the event. We don't know if it will be Chris and Jerry in attendance, as they always are for the open Q&A session on Friday night, or if it will be our Vistra executives, because the sale of Ambit Energy will probably be complete by then, or if it will be a hybrid of the two. So regardless of what happens regarding the executives, for sure we will have VP Daryl Starkweather there, as well as VP Eric Johnstone there. And so they're just going to be incredible, incredible. And then a lot of you have not gotten to meet him, but one of our original investors in Ambit Energy, the former chairman of the Direct Selling Association, also an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, Joey Carter, will be there as well. And he's going to share his story about how he came into and grew it up in network marketing, and how he became an investor with Ambit, as well as becoming a consultant, starting from marketing consultant, going all the way to executive consultant. So you don't want to miss that. We're going to have breakout sessions just like we did in Dallas. So on Friday for senior consultants and executive consultants, we're going to have breakout sessions for you guys. We're going to have Power Pack training. So make sure you get registered for that, Ambit Power Trip East. We're about to update the website with the speakers that we've already confirmed for that. So make sure you touch base and check that out next week as well for the updated speaker list. But we are obviously super excited about having you guys there again this year as well.
We can't wait.
Looking forward to it.
Yes. So before we wrap up this call, which has been amazing, just what are some things that both of you, so I don't want just one of you to go, I want both of you to go, is what would you want to leave with people that are listening to this live call and then eventually going to be listening to the recording, whether it's to a new consultant or just a consultant that is in the business, paying the price, paying their dues, what kind of nuggets would you like to leave with them?
Well, what I would like to leave is that they need to stay in touch with their upline. That's really, really important. They need to plug in. They definitely need to go to the trainings. I mean, that's where we learned the most, was going to the trainings. It was always in Scranton at the beginning for us. They're going to learn a lot, but then you have to hit the big ones. I mean, you have to go to PowerTrip. You need to go to Simulcast, and of course, Ambition. Not only are you going to learn a lot, but you're going to meet a lot of people that are successful and learn from them. I mean, that's huge for anybody that's in this business.
I think that, that's huge as far as, the plugging in, because, sometimes you go to trainings or different things and you just hear different topics or different speakers. Maybe it's speaking on some of the same stuff you've even heard before, but at different points in your business, you hear different people speak and it just hits you at the right time. And that's been certainly what's happened with us as we started and, got to our first training. I mean, we drove over 7 hours to get to our first training 2 weeks in the business. So and we didn't even have the gas money to get there or money for a hotel. We just went and we kind of figured it out, right? And we were behind on our electric bill. So, but I'd say the other thing that I would leave people with is as you're building this business, there's going to be things that come up, people that are negative, people that tell you no, there's going to be changes in our company, there's going to be changes in your sphere of friendships and things like that. Always just know that why you got started and what you're here to accomplish, and not let those things steer you in a direction that you don't need to be in, and just stay positive and stay focused. And the people that stay focused and stay in the game are the ones that succeed. And I think that that's been the biggest thing for us, is just always knowing that we needed to be in the game and go do something every single day to grow your business. Because if you can grow your business even a little bit every single day, every day adds up, it turns into months, it turns into years, and you get to see the fruits of your labor. And it's not an easy business, but it's a simple business that anybody can go do. We didn't do anything special to become where we're at, and whatever, but we just stayed focused and did something every single day to grow our business. And I think if people just took that advice, they would get where they want to be. It's an incredible opportunity.
That's awesome. I always find it amazing that the people, the consultants that pay the biggest price when they don't have to, tend to be the biggest winners. And I mean, shoot, I don't know if someone could have got me to, 2 weeks in the business to go drive 7 hours one way to go to a training. I just wasn't bought in enough yet. I didn't see the big picture. And, now since then, we've constantly, we're always looking to pay the price to see what we can do, or pay the price for another consultant so that they understand how big this opportunity is for them. And, since 2007, Mary and I have always focused on, putting the new person's check ahead of ours and just focusing on what is going to support them in building their vision. And when we ask someone to drive, we ask someone to fly, we ask someone to do whatever, take time away from the family to go to a training event, whether it be local, regional, or corporate, it's because we know that price that they pay is an investment in their business that will pay them over and over and over again. So I just want to thank you guys for paying the price. You had all the reasons in the world not to build this business, and you've had enough reasons to stop. And, you guys have just been an incredible example of what the Ambit opportunity is all about. It is about time freedom. It is about community, and it is about making a difference. And you guys do all that. So we're proud to work with you as colleagues, but more importantly, we're proud to be friends with you guys.
Well, you guys are really inspiring to us as well. And we just want to say that we appreciate you taking the time to have us on and all you do for Ambit too, and hosting this call every week and all the stuff that you do with Power Trip and just speaking. You're incredible speakers. You're great people to be around. And we love you, and thanks for everything.
Thanks, guys. We love you.
Love you guys. All right, y'all hang on for a bit so I can unmute the lines and let everyone say goodnight. Thank you, guys. We'll see you guys very, very soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you.